Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
As a single mother, Robin Falk craved stability.
I was looking for someone who I thought would be a really good husband.
And an avid outdoorsman, Jerry Joe Wilson, she thought she'd found it.
He was hardworking, kind, quiet.
But when an unthinkable crime rocked their small town...
This type of crime just doesn't happen here.
Robin was forced to confront her husband's chilling dark side.
I felt like maybe I didn't know him.
The more the detectives talked to him, the more they felt something was wrong.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. Robin Falk was a small-town girl with small-town values, and the Oregon native always knew she wanted a traditional life, especially when it came to marriage.
I was raised very conservative, and, you know, marriage was forever.
But in the summer of 1980, Robin was facing a life that was very different from the one she'd dreamed of. At 19 years old, she found herself pregnant, broke, and alone.
My daughter's father was a high school sweetheart, and when I got pregnant, the relationship ended. I didn't want my daughter to go without or be penalized for my mistakes. So it was really important for me to be able to give her everything that she deserved.
That spring, when her daughter Jaqueli was 4 weeks old, Robin moved to her family's farm in Richland, Oregon, to work for her father. And while Robin was focused on raising her daughter, she did strike up a friendship with a laid-back delivery man named Jerry Joe Wilson.
Jerry was tall and good-looking and very outdoorsy. When he'd come around, I got the little butterflies in my stomach.
The couple hit it off immediately.
Oh, we started dating right away. We had met, you know, in the barn and just kind of started hanging out, going fishing together. We would catfish all night. It was just a done deal.
Robin loved everything about Jerry. But what really made her heart melt was the way he treated her daughter, Jaqueli.
She was very happy that he was so good to her daughter. That was really, really important to Robin.
By November 1980, after just 4 months of dating, Robin and Jerry knew they would be spending the rest of their lives together.
We just knew that we were right, and we were going to be married.
And 1 month later, that's exactly what they did.
It was just a really quiet, small church wedding with close family and a couple of friends. It was beautiful. I just felt like I had everything.
The newlyweds moved into their own small home in Richland, and Jerry legally adopted Jaqueli. In May 1982, the happy couple welcomed another daughter into the world.
After a couple of years living in Richland, we decided to move into Baker to be closer to Jerry's family. His parents were very welcoming. They actually had an extra house, and so we lived in their house.
It seemed Robin finally had the family she had always wanted. But soon she began to notice a troubling change in her husband's behavior.
Shortly after we moved to Baker, Jerry started not coming home after work. He would be gone overnight. He would be gone all weekend, supposedly fishing or hanging out with his friends. I saw a lot less of Jerry after we moved.
But Robin kept her worries to herself. After all, Jerry was a good provider. He took care of the family's finances. And when he was home, he doted on his two little girls. But just 6 years later, Robin's dreams of a happy family life would come crashing down. It all began on March 21st, 1986, when Jerry left home without telling Robin where he was going. He never came back that night.
It was very common for him to disappear without me knowing where he was.
But there was something different about this disappearance. And the next morning, when Robin heard a shocking report on the local news,
I got just this gut ache about it.
She had no idea that a nightmarish chain of events had begun.
Robin had no idea what was going on inside of Jerry's head.
My life changed forever. My life would never be the same after that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Janice from Warner Brothers Discovery. Spring is officially in bloom here in the Northern Hemisphere, and with a fresh season underway, you might be seeking your own transformation. For some, that means a new approach to weight loss or nutrition. Noom has a unique approach. Noom is tailored to each person's psychology and biology. It's built to meet you where you are because Noom understands that no two people are the same. Noom stands out to me because it offers a holistic approach to well-being. From coaching to recipes, Noom's app provides personalized information to help you on your journey. I also think it's great that Noom doesn't restrict what you can eat, and it doesn't shame you for treating yourself, and treat yourself you should. What's more, Noom believes in nourishing rather than restricting. Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods, because this approach is about eating well and treating your body right. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
In the summer of 1983, 3 years before Robin Falk's family was rocked by traumatic news,
Robin and her husband, Jerry, were living a quiet life in beautiful Baker City, Oregon.
We were living in the house that Jerry's parents owned, and things were pretty good. He was gone a considerable amount of time, but he was working, and I was home with the kids.
Robin knew they were lucky to have Jerry's family close by. But just 3 years into their marriage, she noticed her mother-in-law acting strange when it came to money.
Well, my mother-in-law didn't drive. She never had. And so she would call and have me come and pick her up and take her to the grocery store. And we'd get to the store, and I would need to pick up a few things. And then we would get to the checkout stand, and she would pay for everything. It became a routine. It went on for quite some time. It was really uncomfortable for me. It was embarrassing because that's something I always took pride in, taking care of myself and being able to put food on the table.
Robin was at a loss, but didn't want to confront her mother-in-law. So she decided to discuss the matter with her husband.
So I asked Jerry about it, why his mom was buying groceries for us. And so I just kept pressing until he finally caved.
Robin was floored by what Jerry said next.
Told me that he didn't have a job and his brother had been covering for him while he went and played all day. He pretended to work. He left every day. I made him a lunch, packed him a lunch, and he left and didn't have a job.
Even worse, Robin realized Jerry's entire family knew about the lie and had been hiding it from her.
Jerry was the baby. He had a lot of older siblings that always took care of him, and Jerry really couldn't do any wrong.
Robin was livid.
I told him that I wasn't going to live that way. I applied for a job, got it right away. That embarrassed him.
Ashamed, Jerry finally landed a job himself as a delivery driver.
I was hopeful that we'd be okay again.
Robin set about trying to move past her husband's deception. But Jerry's frequent absences from home only heightened her anxiety.
Well, with Jerry gone so much, it did make me wonder what he was up to. And of course, I didn't want to believe anything bad.
But later that summer, when a friend came to her with a disturbing rumor she'd heard around town, Robin was forced to face a heartbreaking reality about her husband.
A gal that I knew told me that he was cheating on me. She took me to the house where she thought that he was at with this gal. And his truck was there. I just wanted to throw up.
Robin immediately banged on the door, ready to confront them both, but no one answered.
I was hurt. I was mad. I had no idea what I was going to even say. If they'd opened the door, I probably would have just melted.
Distraught, Robin went home and waited for Jerry to return. And when he finally showed up later that day, Robin confronted him with what she had seen. But she wasn't at all prepared for Jerry's reaction.
He got very, very mad. He punched a wall and broke his hand. I had never seen him blow like that before. I'd never seen him explode. And I was afraid. I was really afraid.
Robin decided to leave well enough alone and drop the matter. She desperately wanted to keep her family together, despite her husband's disturbing dark streak.
I really didn't think about leaving him at that time. I had two little kids. He was a good father. You know, marriages stay together. You don't get married to get divorced.
Robin wouldn't have done anything that she could do to make it work.
Over the next few months, that's exactly what Robin set out to do. And in the fall of 1983, Robin discovered she was pregnant again.
I thought maybe having another baby would pull things back together.
But Robin had no idea that the darkness she'd glimpsed in her husband was still simmering, and it would soon explode in a terrifying way.
The more the detectives talked to him, the more they felt something was wrong.
In the summer of 1984, Robin Falk was pregnant with her third child and trying desperately to keep her marriage together. But her husband, Jerry, didn't seem interested in doing his part.
After our son was born, it was pretty much, you know, life as it was before. And he was proud of his son, but didn't really keep him home.
Robin basically was raising those children by herself. She had no support.
Over the next 2 years, Jerry's long absences became increasingly frequent, and his explanations were starting to ring hollow.
I finally came to the point where I just really couldn't take it anymore.
On Friday, March 21st, 1986, Robin cornered Jerry at home and laid out her demands.
I confronted him there, and I told him that I couldn't go on like this anymore, that either something needed to change or I was going to have to leave, and that if I found out that he had cheated on me again, that it would be over. I would be done.
Robin wasn't surprised when her husband got up and left rather than answer her plea.
I really thought that he was just going to go for a drive and come back.
But Jerry never came home that night. And the next morning, when Robin woke up, her husband was still gone. Robin was more worried about her marriage than ever, but her concerns would soon be overshadowed by a shocking report on the local news.
The news came on every hour on the hour, and they started talking about this lady that was missing from town. I got just this gut ache about it.
When it was first advised that we had a missing woman, we thought we probably had a problem. We don't have people just come up missing. So in this case, we felt it needed to be out to the public to try to get some answers.
The missing woman's name was Beth Williams. Baker City police detectives had been searching for her for 2 days, and they were about to get a surprising lead.
My first really clue came in when a woman that I knew had called me and told me that she had seen Beth leave a bar here in town with a gentleman by the name of Jerry Wilson.
Early Monday morning, police dispatched a detective to Robin and Jerry's house, just as Jerry was arriving back home.
Jerry wasn't in the house more than 2 or 3 minutes, and somebody knocked at the door. It wasn't anybody that I'd seen before.
I introduced myself as a policeman for Baker City, and I just asked Mr. Wilson if he would come down to the station and talk to me. When a policeman shows up at your house at 7:30 in the morning, asks you to come down and talk, first thing you want to know is why. And he didn't say that. I was beginning to wonder then if he probably had something to do with the disappearance of Beth Williams.
While Detective Rogers interviewed Jerry, another investigator contacted Robin and asked her to come to the police station for an interview.
They asked me a bajillion questions, same questions over and over. And they wanted to know if Jerry was home Friday night, when the last time I saw him. But they still hadn't told me why they were asking me all these questions.
After grilling Robin for hours, detectives delivered some chilling news.
First, they asked me if I had heard about this girl that was missing. And I said, yeah, I'd heard about it on the news. And they told me that they believed that Jerry was responsible. And I said, no way. There's no way.
Even worse, police were certain this was much more than a missing persons case.
After talking to him, we were sure that probably something bad had happened.
In March of 1986, Robin Falk received the most shocking news of her life. Baker City police were certain her husband, Jerry Joe Wilson, was suspect number one in the disappearance and likely murder of a local woman. Robin was distraught, but she refused to believe a word of it.
They had the wrong person. It wasn't Jerry. They were crazy. He didn't have it in him to do that. After I left the police station, I went back home and Jerry had come home and he told me that if the police questioned me, that I need to tell them that he was home Friday night. And I told him that I didn't know what he had gotten himself into, but I wasn't going to lie for him.
Despite her refusal to lie, Robin was certain her husband was innocent.
My first thought was he did something stupid, like maybe he was speeding and he outran the cops or something silly. He'd never been in trouble with the law, so I couldn't imagine him doing anything very bad.
Robin was just happy to have her husband back at home. And over the next few days, Jerry acted as if nothing had happened. He went to work and came home as usual. He told Robin he'd been cooperating with the police and had agreed to take a polygraph.
When he told me that he was going to do the lie detector test, I thought that would be good. You know, he could clear his name and there wouldn't be any more question. It would be over with.
But Robin's hopes would soon be shattered. That Thursday, Jerry took the polygraph test and failed.
Jerry finally called me and he told me that he had been arrested. And he told me that he had done it, and that he had killed her. Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Jerry told her the disturbing story of what had happened the weekend he disappeared. He confessed to having a one-night stand. But then things had taken a turn for the worse.
He said that he had picked her up in a bar. And they had gone out to my uncle's cabin. And then they got in a big argument. She told him that she knew that he was married and she would tell his wife. And when he heard that, everything that I had said Friday night came ringing back to him. And he knew that if I found out that I would leave.
And that's when the rage Robin had glimpsed in her husband boiled over.
The argument escalated, and he killed her.
Jerry admitted he had used a rock as his murder weapon.
I was just devastated. I couldn't believe these words were coming out of his mouth. Like, it didn't make sense to me.
I could tell while talking to Jerry that this was bothering his conscience a lot. I told him that the family needed to know where the body of Beth Williams was to put it to rest. And I could see actually a sigh of relief when he finally told me where the body was.
Detectives immediately sent out a search party for the body of Beth Williams.
When they went to the body and the rock was found right there, practically on top of the grave with blood on it, what was found corroborated what he had said.
In April of 1986, Jerry Joe Wilson waived his right to a jury trial and, on the advice of his attorney, pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder. Despite his plea, that June, Jerry was convicted of murdering Beth Williams. He was sentenced to life in prison with a possibility of parole. This time, Jerry's family could do nothing to help him. The months following Jerry's conviction were brutal for Robin and her kids.
My house started being broken into, and I was fired because I was bad for business. Jerry was locked away. He was in jail. I was the only one out there for them to get revenge on. I decided to move, to leave it all behind. I walked away from everything. I lost my house. I left my friends. And I went to a town where nobody knew me.
In June of 1987, Robin's divorce was finalized. Once again a determined single mother, Robin took her children and made a fresh start, ultimately settling in Alaska. Today, Robin is still the same small-town girl at heart. And now, 26 years after Jerry's arrest, she is finally living her small-town dream.
The life now is wonderful. I have 3 beautiful children, 9 grandkids. They are the light of my life. It's wonderful.
Robin believes the experience with Jerry has made her stronger. And that strength is displayed in her ability to move on and trust again.
I'm married to a very wonderful, supporting man. We have this really great relationship. We can go sit out on a boat all day long. And at the end of the day, we're still best friends. I think I look at things a little different than before. Sweeping things under the rug only works for so long. Eventually, it's going to sneak back out and get you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.